Why is pumpkin spice everywhere? At this point, it's more famous for being famous than anything else. And I never understood why. Well, today, I'm diving in and finding out straight from the source. Hello, Internet. Welcome to Food Theory, the show that's feeling autumnal. And I have a confession. I've never had pumpkin spice latte. I know. Sacrilege. But I just never understood the hype. I remember going to college here in Miami, Florida, where the temperatures rarely drop below 85 degrees Fahrenheit. And as soon as September hit, I would see flocks of people wearing UGG boots, plaid shirts, and sipping on some PSLs. It just seemed so ridiculous. All of that hoopla and undoubtedly smelly feet for a latte? I had to dig deeper. But no matter how much I dug into this, dare I say, cultish fascination people have with this, I just couldn't understand. But no more. Today, I'm getting to the bottom of why pumpkin spice is everywhere. And the only way to do that is to finally try my very first pumpkin spice latte. Whoa. It took a lot to get to this point. See, there's two factors that most people point to when it comes to how PSLs gained their astronomical popularity. The flavor, nice and simple, and the sense of nostalgia it provides. That's a concept. It gives people a concept? That's like saying, I don't know, a burger gives you a sense of existential dread. It makes no sense to me. But maybe what I need is to have it explained to me. So I'm going undercover.
Okay, so we are starting our adventure into finding out why people love the PSL so much. There's only one way to do that, and that's to go to the source, to the place where we can find the most PSL drinkers. Here in Miami, that's no place other than my old alma mater, the University of Miami. So I'm gonna go undercover as a super cool, hip, young college student. I'm dressed up because it's game day. I'm not actually going undercover. No one's gonna believe this. We're going to the campus right now, and we're gonna see if we can spot a couple of PSL drinkers at the Starbucks on campus and ask them a couple of questions. I wanna get into their heads. I wanna ask them if it's a psychological thing, a nostalgic thing, or a flavor thing. Is it just because the flavor is really that good? I'm really excited to find out. So, let's go.
Pumpkin spice has been around for so long, some of you watching may not even know a world without pumpkin spice lattes. So let's go back to the very beginning. And this really starts with the most obvious myth to bust. Pumpkin spice doesn't actually have pumpkin in it. Shocker. I know. The reason why it's called pumpkin spice is simple. It was the blend of spices typically used in pumpkin pie recipes. If that seems obvious for you, it didn't for a lot of customers. Back in 2015, Starbucks got a lot of backlash when people started noticing pumpkin was nowhere near the ingredients list. Since then, they've included pumpkin puree as part of the recipe to avoid any confusion, even though it isn't the star of the show when it comes to the flavor. But the mix of pumpkin spice itself has been around for centuries, showing up in the very first American cookbook, American Cookery by Amelia Simmons. And by and large, it stayed that way for over 200 years. It wasn't until 2003 that the Mad Lads in the liquid lab at Starbucks decided to mix pumpkin pie and espresso that it started venturing out of the world of baked goods. Until then, it was all about that Thanksgiving pumpkin pie. And that may be why, in my research for this episode, I kept finding article upon article pointing to nostalgia as the reason behind the PSL success. But that seemed like such an easy answer. There's no way it could be right in my mind. And that's where my fellow college students come into play. Speaking of play, though, Claudia and I figured the university campus would be pretty empty. After all, game day, most people would be getting ready to tailgate. We thought we might get lucky finding a few stragglers getting their late morning coffee. Well, thanks to ESPN, we could not have been more wrong.
This is what it's like to be a Cane.
Good news for us, the Starbucks was popping. So I was able to, how do you do, fellow kids, my way into a few interviews.
So we're here in front of the Starbucks on campus. I spent so much time here. So you have had a PSL before?
I have, yes.
Okay, I need to know, did you like it?
I did. It's good. It's sweet, though.
Is it your, like, go-to?
No.
Not
it's like a once a season, you do it, you check the box, you tried it, never again. It reminds you that it's fall.
So you grew up in the Bay Area, so you did have a little more of the four seasons. So this reminds you a little bit more of that.
Exactly.
So it's not the flavor, it is a nostalgic thing. Mother.
I mean, I do like the flavor, but it's more of a fall thing. Like, I would only probably have it in the fall.
Gotcha. Yeah. So where are you from? Are you from Miami?
No, I'm from New Jersey.
New Jersey. So yeah. You have the four seasons. Yep. You have, so that you do, there you go. So you do have that big nostalgia factor of like, it takes you back home.
For sure. For sure.
I'm here with
Lainey.
Lainey?
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. Got that in one try. You've had a PSL before.
Yes, I have.
Why do you like it?
I like it because they're very nostalgic for me.
I'm here with
Aiden.
Aiden?
Yep.
Aiden, maybe you can be useful. Why do you like PSLs?
Genuinely, it's only for the holiday spirit.
First few interviews didn't give me much hope for there to be another answer, but did get me hyped for the game.
Go Canes, we're gonna beat the Gators!
Apparently, this drink really does give people an abstract concept in their mouths. But there's a glaring issue in this logic for me. There are plenty of people who didn't grow up with pumpkin pie and Thanksgiving. Internationally, the PSL is also a huge seller. Japan was slow to warm up to it, but since 2021, it's been a staple. And throughout Europe, the Middle East, and Africa, it's a fan favorite too. And the Thanksgiving pumpkin pie tradition doesn't extend quite that far, which circles us back to the flavor. Is it really just that good?
I'm just like a huge like pumpkin fan. I normally get like a vanilla cream cold brew. I sound like so like girly. Anyway.
No. Hey, we don't judge.
Okay. I love the taste because I love like the sweetness.
According to them, it really is. This is a bit more universal, so it feels a bit closer to a satisfactory answer. And it may just come down to good old chemistry. But first, we have to understand the actual flavors that go into pumpkin spice. Originally, in American cookery, it was mostly ginger accompanied by either nutmeg or allspice. No, not all spices. Could you imagine? That would taste disgusting and be incredibly impractical / expensive. No, allspice is actually the berry of a canopy tree native to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Central America, and tastes like the combination of cinnamon, nutmeg, and clove. If you've never had clove before, it's a lot. It's a warm spice that has a lot of flavor, but can be really overwhelming. So much so that too much of it can actually numb your mouth. Seriously, for a long time, it was actually used as a home remedy for toothaches. The first time pumpkin pie spice was powderized and sold for the masses was when supermarkets really started gaining traction in the 1930s and was sold by McCormick, the largest producer of spices in the world. Over time, the allspice started taking a back seat so people could play with the actual ratios of the flavors allspice provides. But one thing remained consistent, the ginger and the flavors of cinnamon, nutmeg, and clove. On the surface, all of these already share a trait. They're considered warm spices. It's pretty self-explanatory. Where things like mint or dill cool your mouth, the pumpkin spice spices warm your mouth. But cinnamon, nutmeg, clove, and ginger aren't just warm spices. They're loaded with compounds that mess with your brain in fascinating ways. Cinnamon has cinnamaldehyde, which tricks your taste buds into perceiving sweetness even without sugar. It also warms you up by interacting with your TRPV1 receptors. If you're an OG food theorist, that may sound familiar to you. It's the same receptor we've talked about in our Hot Ones episodes, the same one that capsaicin interacts with to make you perceive something as spicy. Seriously, cinnamaldehyde breaks your tongue's ankles with all the moves it's got. Nutmeg contains myristicin, which at high doses can have mild psychoactive effects. And I do mean high doses, all right? Nowhere near enough to get you to cloud nine in a latte, but enough to give nutmeg a little extra kick. Clove's eugenol has numbing properties that I mentioned that make flavors feel deeper and more complex. Ginger brings gingerol, which literally tingles on your tongue. And by these spices combined, we get Captain Pumpkin Spice, tackling multiple sensory pathways at once. Sweet, warm, spicy, numbing, which makes the flavor feel like you just can't get enough of it. And comfort to you, even if you've never touched a pumpkin pie in your life. And here's the thing, most of what we call pumpkin spice and products isn't those spices at all. It's synthetic flavor compounds, pumpkin spice essence cooked up in labs that can be mass produced for pennies and added to anything from yogurt to vodka. And I'm horrified to say that that's not even a joke, but it explains the explosion of pumpkin spice products. You don't need real cinnamon sticks or freshly ground nutmeg. You just need a bottle of shelf-stable flavoring that tastes close enough. And from a corporate perspective, it's a slam dunk. It's cheap, and the second you slap pumpkin spice on your label, customers know exactly what you're promising. And let's face it, it's a cheat code to get people to buy your product. But the question is, why is it everywhere in so many products. Well, from a purely flavor perspective, it's because the warm spices play well with, well, pretty much everything. Even though individually and in excess, each one of the components can be overwhelming and downright disgusting, in the pumpkin spice proportions, they meld with things that are sweet or savory. And the spice mix in and of itself is very well balanced too. So long as whatever you're mixing it with doesn't also have a super strong flavor. That's why yogurt, pasta, butter, and friggin' Special K all work well PSLified. We all know just how bland and flavorless regular Special K is. Pumpkin spice elevates it to a new level of flavor. So if it really comes down to the flavor, is it time for me to pop my pumpkin and finally try my very first PSL? Yep.
Hi. My life is a mess right now. My place looks like this because I just moved, and I don't know where my tripod is. I don't know where my actual camera is, so we're on my gimbal and my phone, and this is gonna have to be Food Theory for the foreseeable future. By the way, go Canes, we won yesterday. So, it's time. I've interviewed people. I have tried to figure out why the PSL is so friggin' popular, and nobody could give me a satisfactory answer. Some people were like, oh, it is the nostalgia. Some people were like, oh no, it is the flavor. And some people were like, it's both, which is utterly useless. So today, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna try it for myself. Let's go.
But while I'm at it, I just had to ask the barista at my local Starbucks why they think pumpkin spice is everywhere. That's where you'd hear the audio of the answer they gave. If we had any. Technical difficulties, what can I say? Our barista friend suggested that the real answer is simply that it's only around for a limited time. This is the answer I was honestly hoping wouldn't be the one. When I started researching for this episode, there was one common thread that kept popping up, the seasonality of the flavor. Reason I wasn't too keen on this being the answer is because it means we are suckers, basically. Pumpkin spice anything is only around for a few months out of the year. Starbucks and anyone that sells their version of their product pumpkin spice makes sure to keep it that way. It creates artificial scarcity. Artificial scarcity is when a company will purposefully limit production of whatever they're selling, even if demand is high, in order to create a sense of urgency, a sense of, ugh, FOMO. It makes me cringe, but the fear of missing out really is strong in us. So these companies make us feel like we're gonna miss out and have to wait a whole other year to drink it. So when it is around, we scramble to buy up every last pumpkin spice product we can. It's a similar concept to limited time items you see at places like McDonald's. Except instead of just the McRib coming back willy-nilly, Starbucks and these other food manufacturers have made sure to tie their food and drinks to the season. In a way, it is the power of nostalgia, but one that Starbucks has artificially implanted in us over the years. The PSL doesn't make you nostalgic for Thanksgiving or pumpkin pie, though. Starbucks has just assured over the years that the PSL makes us nostalgic for the PSL. Then our own brains betray us, because we start to associate this drink with the fall. Summer heat starts to cool down, the leaves start to change to those gorgeous colors if you're anywhere other than Miami, and the holidays are right around the corner. Classic, classical conditioning. Russian physiologist Ivan Pavlov showed this phenomenon with his dogs. He'd ring a bell for his dogs every time their food was ready. Over time, they started to associate the ringing of the bell with food. And even if there wasn't any food, the bell would still make them salivate and think it's time for them to eat. Same thing here. When fall starts to rear its cool head, we start salivating. Figuratively, and literally in some cases, for that pumpkin spice. And when we start seeing it everywhere, we know that it's fall again. It's a vicious cycle. Darn you, Pavlov! And now it's my turn.
All right, so we're back in our apartment. I finally did it. I finally got my very first grande pumpkin spice latte. It's time to try it and see what the hype is about.
Oh my God. I get it. The fall gods have shown me the way.
I have to say, in all seriousness, it does have a very nice spice. I think the cinnamon, a little bit of the nutmeg really comes through. There's a little bit of bitterness even at the very back of the mouth. It's a very complex flavor. It doesn't punch you in the face with a lot of sweetness. It doesn't punch you in the face with any sort of thing. It's a very smooth experience. And I have to say, while I don't necessarily get the nostalgia factor, I understand how this might make you wanna cozy up by the fireplace and, you know, enjoy a little time. This is not the coffee that you have to like burn through an all-nighter because you need to like work hard and study. I really think I get that this is just a relaxing drink. It is getting your caffeine kick in a relaxing way that you can just enjoy and sip and slow things down. It really encourages you almost to slow down the drinking experience And I have to say, I'm a big fan. I might actually start getting these more often.
So why is pumpkin spice everywhere? Because it's a perfect storm. In America, nostalgia made it iconic. Globally, the chemistry makes it universally appealing. But more than anything, as much as it sucks to admit, we are suckers for good old-fashioned marketing. Starbucks dangles that pumpkin right in front of us for just a few months a year and yanks it away just when we've had enough time to settle into our jammies with our lattes and cozy up by the fire. And then we're left waiting and waiting until the next time it comes around. And through classical conditioning, we have started associating this delicious drink with all the things going right in our lives just as the fall season starts up.
But hey, that's just a theory. A food theory. Salud.
Hey, have you ever wondered why matcha is everywhere? Make sure to click the link on the screen now. And as always, I'll see you next week.